Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's here on the DJV program. Happy to have you along with us. And when I say us, I mean Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Jennifer is off the map today. A lot of, speaking of maps, people are focused on the map of Asia and the surrounding countries to Afghanistan and the focus, the continuing focus on the rapid fall. So, Victoria, in terms of intelligence, it looks like, according to the Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman, anyway, that we didn't have good intelligence. And one would wonder why we didn't, because we still had lots. We had soldiers there. We had equipment there. So,
yeah.
So I would wonder why
surprising.
We didn't.
This was surprising. I mean, I know everyone's saying that, you know, the sort of rumor was that, you know, President Biden was advised not to do this and that he did it anyway. And it turns out, according to General Mark Milley, who's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, he said that that essentially is not true. He gave a press conference and he said that the U.S. military's intelligence just did not anticipate that this would collapse as quickly as it did. And so he said that the time frame of a potential collapse was widely estimated. It ranged from weeks to months, even years, following our departure. This is his quote from the press briefing.
Wow.
Then he said there was nothing that I or anyone else saw that indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days, which is what happened. So, and then he, when asked, obviously, about the Afghan people and people who have helped the United States there, he said, we intend to evacuate everyone who's been supporting us for years, and we're not going to leave them behind, and we're getting them out as soon as possible.
So we just bring them here and dump them into, is this like another large
scale? No, this
scale?
Is, there are other countries that are working on allowing these Afghan people in without a passport, because, you know, it's very easy to get Americans out, but then it's a little trickier when, you know, when you've got refugees. And
are the Taliban going to let just anybody who wants to go?
Women. Well, the United States has made it very clear to the Taliban that anyone who supported the United States and worked with the United States is off limits. And if they do anything, that then they're going to be met with a very swift and stern response.
What
now,
that
doesn't mean
go
that
shoot them. What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, we have Taliban troops there. So, yeah, I mean, I would not be surprised if this doesn't end up in some kind of conflict as we're trying to get the rest of these, you know, Afghans out who helped us. But, you know, look, people were protesting yesterday and the Taliban just shot randomly into the crowd.
Did you
so
see
all
the
this,
pictures of that and this stuff? I'm looking at a picture.
I didn't look at pictures of it. No, it's too
of this
upsetting.
Taliban guy whacking some woman with his gun.
Yeah.
Because she's
disgusting.
Not staying in line.
Right. I mean, for all their talk of, oh, you know, women are going to have rights as long as it's within the Islam, you know, framework.
And that's not even really within Islam. They've got their nutbird interpretation of the Quran, which moderate.
Exactly.
There's no, the people that read and get out of it what they want to get out of it versus what really is there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the Bible scholars who tell you what really does it mean in Genesis 2, verse 13 to 60. We have those people look at the Quran and do the same thing.
They're fanatics in every religion.
With the Torah, yeah.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
so,
right.
And, you know, they're fanatics who believe that it's their way or the highway and that they're better than everyone else. And,
yep.
You know,
plenty of Christians like that. Plenty of crazy Jews like that.
It's all religions.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, I was watching a thing, you know, about Hinduism in India. And, you know, there are Indian Muslims and Indian Hindus, and they all think that they're better than the other group. So it's
well, all religions
goes
have the people that think, you know, when I was dating in high school, a Catholic girl, and I went to catechism class, I think I may have told you this before.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
Which is very, a lot of devotion for a high school boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh, she was hot. Anyway, the idea of, I was pretty, I went to church. I was all in, man, I was goody two shoes. I did everything that the church offered for youngsters. And then I pursued catechism because of this girl. I took catechism courses when I was a junior in high school. And the first thing I learned was that, to my surprise, that Catholic is the one, being Catholic is the one true religion. And if you're not a Catholic, you're basically trash, junk, garbage.
But if you took that, if you took that statement, this is the one true religion, and if you put that on Jeopardy, I wonder if how many people, I mean, think about how many guesses you could have. Well, that sounds like, you know, Orthodox Jews would say that. That sounds like, you know, Muslims might say that. I mean, that one sentence is so applicable.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, by the way, speaking of Jeopardy, is this new guy, he's, I don't know how long he's going to last. There are groups that are all over him because of some charge from women.
He had a couple sexual harassment cases that were settled, and people aren't really, they're not thrilled with that. Like, how, I mean, how could you replace Alex Trebek, who is essentially a saint walking amongst us?
Yes.
How can you replace him with a guy with this kind of a, you know, checkered past?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's...
Terribly embarrassing for them.
We had my husband had Jeopardy on the other in the other room yesterday, and just hearing Alex, it was a repeat of some old episode. But just hearing Alex's voice again, I was like, oh,
there's
never going to be another Alex. It's just it's not going to happen. And
well, they tried to do that like they did with Limbaugh. When Limbaugh died, they kept for months playing.
I don't
Limbaugh
have the same nostalgia for Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, it's funny how people think that will win the day. These producers are so desperate to hold on to the audience, and that, understandably, is something you want to do.
Right.
But it usually doesn't work. People tire on it. Because if you're really devoted to the program, you've seen this before. You've seen this episode before. And so it doesn't, you know, it doesn't.
I think
they're
going to have to just, I know Ken Jennings is very popular amongst the Jeopardy crowd. I think they're probably going to have to just transition to someone who has been a contestant, who's a fan favorite, and Ken Jennings seems to be in the lead for that. So I don't know. It's too bad. It's just, they can't seem to figure out, you know, what to do. And Maya Bialik, I didn't see her during her, you know, her run. She's going to be doing like the offshoot stuff. But hear anybody that I knew say that she was great, so I don't know. It's too bad.
Well, yeah, there are a lot of good broadcasters.
That one more.
Sorry, Jay, what'd you say?
I was just saying, it seems like they're chasing more of her celebrity.
Well, these people now that run some of these programs and the networks, the people who run them are so naive as to what really works with people who are loyal followers of the show, whatever it may be, whether it's a show like that, game show, whether it's a procedural like Blue Bloods, or if it's something, you know, that's new like the mayor of Easttown, isn't that East Ham? Was it Easttown or East Ham?
The mayor. Mayor of Easttown.
Yeah. So that brought particular segments of the audience that is there, the available audience, that wants certain things. And they tell you that by finding the show and sticking with it. The ratings will tell you. So why would you screw around with that? You need somebody who is above reproach, and I don't know of any of the people that they brought in there that were, you know, that were Alex-like. You're not going to, you know, whoever goes in there anyway isn't going to make it. So the first person, it's like the guys who replaced Rush Limbaugh. Okay, yeah, they're touting how wonderful they are, but you don't replace somebody like that and try to be like that person, whether it's Limbaugh or whether it's Alex. You don't try to be like them because you aren't them. You got to be different. You got to approach it differently and come up with a different set of, if you will, standards, and be intriguing yourself enough so that you're different. And most of the time that doesn't happen with the first replacement. It happens, you know, maybe two or three deep when you go down the line. And so I just think they've kind of ruined a good thing, frankly. But that's, you know, the way it is down on the farm. The college situation in our country, as we get ready to send youngsters back to school and to college, is a real serious focus on whether it's all worth it or not. We'll talk about that after these words. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets, made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish that will have you sleeping like a dream. available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Okay, so if you're like me and still doing your back-to-school shopping, one word, Kohl's. Right now, they have the best deals on the brands my kids love. I got my son Converse sneakers for $60, 25% off Vans seats for my daughter, and 25% off Nike gear for both of them. Oh, but the best part, I got an extra 20% off and Kohl's cash, too. So I may just have to go back and get a little something for myself. Plus style, Vans, Converse, and Nike coupons do not apply. 20% offer ends August 29th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
17 after the hour. This is the DJV program with Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. So there's a new study at the behest of a lot of colleges in America to try to figure out where we're going, because anybody who's sending a youngster to college knows that the prices go up, 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 skyrocketing. College costs, university leadership is not, according to this study, prioritizing affordability. Whether they be not-for-profit institutions or whether they be for-profit, doesn't make any difference. The cost of going to school, I'm sure many people listening to this program, and ladies, maybe you're thinking about it, well, are you still paying off your debt, Victoria? I've forgotten.
No, I was fortunate I did not have student loans.
Okay, all right. And what about you, Jay? I've forgotten. I think we've had this conversation.
Same. Yeah. I was fortunate I didn't have any.
Okay. Do you know people who are in your circle?
Sure.
Who have debt, big debt.
Write that check every month.
Serious debt, yeah.
Law school debt, medical school debt, yeah. It's no joke.
Yeah, well, it still is. Megan and I still have some, not a lot, left over from her years, and she's in her mid-40s, and her husband has got outrageous, because nobody helped him, and they both went to, they had some scholarship, but they both went to Oxford colleges, and that's not cheap. But, you look at some of these public and private nonprofit colleges and universities, and even they're finding that they can't justify the cost increase over the past years, because they have to do something to make the profs and the people on the staff do more. And there's this college thing, you're only supposed to teach X number of courses, and you're supposed to be writing, what is it, publish or perish, something like that. I remember that being part of it. I taught at the college level for a couple of years back in the early 70s. I enjoyed it. I was at a school in Worcester that was reasonable. It was a Catholic school, as a matter of fact, Assumption. And they helped students. So there are some schools that are associated with religion, or they're associated with some who knows what, and they make it pretty easy or easier, so you don't have to do that heavy borrowing. But because there's been so much focus, and now there's a big to-do about canceling the debt, which is, I think, very problematic in and of itself, isn't it? I mean, think about it. Some people who can afford will take advantage of the situation and get this, because how do you keep people unless there's really a focus on what your capabilities are? It's you got to look at this and understand what's going on. And maybe it's time we just drew a line in the sand. Okay, we're not going to do this anymore. 21 after the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Trending time now at 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Jay Kirshner here with the trending material, questions, answers. You've got them. You can always ask Jay questions through any of our social media at DJV show. So let's see what's going on with the farm aid and what people are talking about. Now, this is the farm aid, I think, is in Hartford, right, Victoria? September 15th, if memory serves me correctly. It's the 25th.
Yeah, but it is strange that this year, of all years, they chose to not do it on a farm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
they're
in
inside Hartford.
It's in whatever that Hartford Civic Center is, I don't know why they're doing that. It doesn't seem the safest idea.
No, because they're, and it's silly because there are a lot of great farms in Connecticut, whether it be Western Connecticut or Eastern Connecticut. There are some fabulous, fabulous farms in Connecticut. So what are people saying about all of this?
Well, Farm Aid announced their safety protocols for the event coming up, and they are going to have all attendees be required to show proof of vaccine at least 2 weeks after the final dose and or a negative COVID test from no more than 48 hours before the event. A lot of people like this. A lot of people don't like this. It's pretty much mixed. When it comes to COVID and any kind of topic, it seems like it's pretty mixed with results and what people are saying about it. But also regarding Farm Aid, Neil Young has pulled out of it.
He said that he's
not going to be doing it. He was wondering whether or not it would be safe, and he doesn't want people wondering if it's going to be safe or not. He said he would feel too bad if he performed and people showed up because they wanted to hear him, and then somebody got sick, gave it to somebody else who maybe wasn't vaccinated or was immunocompromised, and somebody died.
Truth be told, he hasn't sound like much anymore. His voice is shot, and he's a grumpy old you-know-what, so I don't know anybody's going to miss him very much.
Well, and this is going to be his first public performance since 2019's Farm Aid event.
Yeah, he's
but he's not wrong, though, being in an indoor arena,
So what has Willie had to say? Willie is the organizer, Willie Nelson. John Mellencamp has been involved in it since pretty much the beginning, along with Neil Young. And then Dave Matthews showed up a dozen years or so ago. They're all still coming to play, are they? What are they saying?
Yeah, they're all board members. Dave Matthews, John Mellencamp, Willie Nelson, Neil Young, all board members. The only one that's pulled out is Neil Young. Everybody else is still amped to do it.
I mean, we're still over a month away, so who knows?
Things can definitely change.
Look at the trend, the curve. There are a lot of people who are following this that think the apex of this is going to be around Labor Day, first part of September. That is the Delta thing, and then it's going to go because more and more people are getting the shots, et cetera. But didn't we talk about Garth Brooks canceling his appearances?
Yeah, the remainder of his arena tours, his stadium tours, I mean, not arena. He was supposed to perform in Nashville. It got canceled due to severe weather, and they're just not going to reschedule that right now. Ticketmaster is giving everybody back their money, even though he hopes to get all of those tour dates back on the calendar eventually. They're just going to go ahead and refund everything now. But there's a big music and arts festival happening at the beginning of September south of Nashville, Bonnaroo.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be and that's still slated to be happening. So it's going to be really interesting what comes out of that.
I know,
I mean, most people get diseases at Bonnaroo anyway, so it's kind of like
there's a lot of diseases.
Yeah.
Perfect. We talked recently about Mick Fleetwood talking to some of the members of Fleetwood Mac about getting back together again. And what is that, something concrete there, or is it because of the COVID they're going to put that off?
I don't know. I mean, Stevie Nicks has canceled her concerts, but that's not Fleetwood Mac. Those are just Stevie Nicks concerts.
But you know what? The Stevie Nicks concerts sound just like a Fleetwood Mac concert. Ever watched any of them when she was by herself? It doesn't.
I've never seen just Stevie. I would prefer to see just Stevie because I'm a Stevie fan. But
yeah. I think that they're both, but that happens a lot. I know Justin Hayward, when he goes out and performs on his own, it sounds just like the Moody Blues, and it's just him. So, you know, you do that sort of stuff, and it kind of, that's what people expect anyway. That's what they want. If the main singer is doing a tour on his own, they want to listen to the hits from the group. 28 past the hour.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Can I get a chair that'll turn my home office into a corner office?
It's possible.
How can I feel as good at the end of the day as I felt at the beginning?
Staples Connect makes it possible with all the innovative tools you need to work from home. And right now, get up to 40% off select chairs. That's up to 40% off chairs that roll, swivel, tilt, and turn. Discover money-saving deals, work-from-home tips, and inspiration at staplesconnect.com/furniture. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 8/28 while supplies last. Prices may vary online.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration gave the Pfizer COVID vaccine full approval on Monday, with health officials hoping that the approval could dispel some hesitancy towards receiving the vaccine. In remarks Monday afternoon, President Biden called on more businesses to enact vaccine mandates in the wake of the approval.
If you're a business leader, a nonprofit leader, a state or local leader, who has been waiting for full FDA approval to require vaccinations, I call on you now to do that. Require it. Do what I did last month. Require your employees to get vaccinated or face strict requirements. As I said last week, vaccination requirements have been around for decades. Students, healthcare professionals, our troops, are typically required to receive vaccinations to prevent everything from polio to smallpox, measles, mumps, rubella.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Food and Drug Administration gave the Pfizer COVID vaccine full approval on Monday, with health officials hoping that the approval could dispel some of the hesitancy towards receiving the vaccine. Acting FDA Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodcock called the approval a milestone that puts the U.S. one step closer to altering the course of the pandemic. Dr. Andre Campbell is a professor at the University of California at San Francisco and tells CBS News about the process in getting a vaccine full approval.
What had happened was there was preliminary studies that suggested that it would be helpful to have the Pfizer vaccine be useful against the virus, and it actually it worked spectacularly well overall for providing protection in over 95% of patients, both the Pfizer and Moderna, and a little less extent than J&J. But so it was under an emergency use authorization. So that means that it can be used and has been used for 8 months under that. Now, with the FDA giving full approval, it clears the way for the mandates to basically come and play, because we have now vaccinated over at least once 70% of the U.S. population. Over a little bit over 51% or so have fully vaccinated. So this clears the way for companies, governments, schools to really mandate it for people 16 and over. So it'll be 16 and over with this clearance which will put out today.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Time for more of our daily visit with the Daily Crew here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, here every day. Thank you very much. Victoria Keelan is here every day. Yep, thank you very much. Jay Kirshner as well. Jennifer is off, but she does her best to be here every day as well for a little fun, conversation. We trade, exchange maybe is more, trade stories, exchange stories about our experiences here, and sometimes even out of the craziest stuff, there can be some fun. Although, I don't know anybody who's having fun with COVID. I don't see anybody having a good time with that. I see that the largest school districts in Florida are saying sort of see you later to the governor because Miami-Dade, right, has voted to require masks for students and teachers there. One would wonder if that'll happen in other places around Florida. Is it advisable? Well, I guess it depends
on
what you're
advisable
who you listen
by,
to.
Yeah, I mean, for all of the medical experts, it's advisable. The Miami-Dade, the school board voted 7-1 in favor of requiring students and staff to wear masks. So they had a whole group of virologists and epidemiologists. They had a whole panel of experts advising them, and that's what informed their vote. So I don't know. It's interesting because a friend of mine, we were texting last night. She's down in Alabama, and she's very upset with one of her close friends who was a bridesmaid in her wedding, because her friend is just going on and on about masks or child abuse and all this other stuff. And so she sued the local school district, and the judge tossed out the lawsuit saying you didn't prove anything that you're accusing these masks and the mask mandates of doing, so you have no case. And I think that's going to happen a lot. A lot of lawsuits that are starting up, and unless you can prove that this is really detrimental somehow to your child. I mean, in her case, she claimed that the mask gave her kid asthma, which I've never heard of, and I don't know that any medical doctor can say that you can get asthma from wearing a mask, but that was her claim, and the judge said, well, all right, you can't prove that, so I don't know. I think it's going to be a lot of legal stuff.
Who's the dude who's the Surgeon General now who's been all over the place? He has
Dr.
no
Murphy?
Credit. What's his name?
Dr. Murphy.
Murphy, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have any? I watched a presentation from him yesterday, and he didn't have a lot of credibility.
What do you mean?
I didn't feel good listening to what he was saying. He just kind of pasty, came out with about a lot of the stuff that you heard everywhere else. I don't really know. I guess I really never have.
Don't
grasped.
You want the Surgeon General to
well, who,
have
what
his
does
information?
The Surgeon General do? Why do we have a Surgeon General? We've got the National Institute of Health. We've got the CDC. So what does the Surgeon General do? What's his job?
This is a question for you to answer. Because you're
why?
The one who's all about civics and stuff, so...
Well, I don't know. That's why I'm asking it, because I don't see any reason
no
for a Surgeon General. What is the Surgeon General, what he's
well,
he or
she
supposed
to do? Well, it says here his official title is the Operational Head of the U.S. Public Health Service Commissioned Corps. And so he's the leading spokesperson on matters of public health
in the
federal
people.
Government. The Surgeon General's office and staff are known as the Office of the Surgeon General, which is housed in the Office of the Assistant Secretary for Health. So he's nominated by the president and confirmed
by the
Senate.
Yeah, but what does he do? Senate. I'm back to asking what he does. I just said
he's the operational head of the U.S. Public Health Service.
Okay, so what does that mean? What's the operational head do? Does he pontificate?
Okay, so here's his list of responsibilities. Do we really want to go down this
road? I do kind of want to go down this rat hole.
So
yep,
the Surgeon General reports to the Assistant Secretary for Health, who may be a four-star admiral in the commissioned corps, and who serves as the principal advisor to the Secretary of Health and Human Services. So that's the connection right there. The Surgeon General is the overall head of the commissioned corps. It's a 6,500-member of uniformed health professionals. They're on call 24 hours a day. They can be dispatched by the Secretary of Health and Human Services, and so they are essentially they deal with public health emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
okay?
I mean,
nope.
That's you know, it's established
nice
in 1798. I don't know why this is confusing to you. Like you've
not
never
confusing.
Questioned.
No, I'm not confused at all. I wasn't before you started giving me the explanation. I just don't see any reason for him because there are two or three other people that do the same thing. That's why I asked the question, and you just
This is the government. But this is actually someone appointed by the president. So this is someone who is going to be. It's a different branch from health and from the CDC, which is an independent organization. The NIH independent organization. So this is the governmental representation of that.
Yeah,
I don't know. It.
It
makes sense to me. I don't know why this is confusing.
Makes no sense to me.
Okay.
It's all right. We can disagree without being disagreeable. Here, let's take a trip to the Redneck Riviera, shall we? No. Apparently, this season, there have been, as we were talking before, on the air, off the air, about our travel plans, and we're all saying, look, we're not staying home this year. We're going no matter what. So a lot of people have gone down, excuse me, to what's called the Redneck Riviera, which is on the Gulf Coast in Alabama. A lot of beaches, a lot of bars, a lot of stores where you can buy crappy stuff and bring it home with you. And now, apparently, if you look at the map of the hot spots in red along the coast, this is glowing like, as somebody put it, a bad sunburn. The tourism that has brought the people down there who don't the Redneck Riviera, a lot of people, if you want to use the term redneck, those folks have not done their best to get shots. So as a result, wherever they go, the tourism or the lifestyle and the tourism that go together down along the Gulf Shore have been moderately to severely compromised by people getting sick and spreading it around. So if you want an example of what happens in large groups of people that aren't vaccinated. A look at what's happened the last month or so along the Gulf of Mexico, the Redneck Riviera. It's what a mess, frankly.
People don't care. People are just—they just don't care. You know, at this point, people are going to go out. They want to do what they want to do.
That's okay, but get a shot.
Well,
before you do it,
well,
get a couple of shots.
Well,
get three shots.
I mean, to me, the arrogance is: if you refuse to get a shot, then when you end up in the hospital, doctors should be allowed to refuse to treat you. I mean, that's just that's where we're at now. Well, because all these people, but these unvaccinated people, the people who are willingly not getting vaccinated, they are a public health issue. I mean, that's what that all of this Delta is spreading. It's 99% still people in the hospitals are unvaccinated. And doctors and nurses they're fed up with it. They're furious. They're telling people, look, we've been telling you since, you know, January when the shots became available, everyone should get vaccinated. And these people are being defiant. Oh, no one's going to tell me what to do. Oh, okay. Well, then the doctor has to put you on a ventilator and they're still screaming at doctors. It's ridiculous. It's absolute. And I know that I should have sympathy for people who are unvaccinated who get COVID, but I don't. I just don't. There's plenty of science. I mean, well, you can, again, you can say, I mean, you don't have to have, you know, same opinion. I just don't. I don't have sympathy for you. You know, the science is very clear. It's very safe. We all know that. It's just, you know, you're operate at your own risk, but don't expect to have sympathy from people.
Well, I think that that's a place, I don't know if sympathy, I don't know what the right word is. I feel badly that people...
I don't feel bad at all.
I know you don't. I haven't finished my sentence. I feel badly that people are that ignorant that they're so housed in whatever their political beliefs. I know some people, a couple of people that are associated with this program, who have good reasons in their mind, and I respect that, for not, and I just hope that they don't get it. That's all. They haven't so far, and they... if all things go well, they won't.
I know
and so
too many people in
case.
My life. Yeah, I mean, I know too many people in our world
circle,
that, you know, who have refused to get the shot, and then someone in their family becomes deathly ill with it, and then they go, oh, I guess I'll get a shot now. It's like, well, you are literally part of the problem that's the reason that it's been spreading so much. It's just, I don't know, for the ignorance and just people who want to just be defiant for the sake of being defiant, there's no logic.
Tell me what to do. Well,
yeah, there's
I don't
no
like
logic. There's
I'm
no logic in that.
For that. I
mean, my
I'm
husband's best
one.
Friend. They've been you know, text warring about this because he has no real reason to not get vaccinated, but he just doesn't want to be told to.
That's a new term.
That's his only reason.
Jay, is that a new term? Text warring? I never heard that before. Text war.
I mean, they're not like on the phone talking because no one talks on the phone except you.
Except me.
So, yeah, that's what I mean. They've been having a heated debate about this.
Mm-hmm. I'd much rather talk it through than try to do a flat screen thing. At any rate, have you heard that term before, Jay? Text warring?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you ever done it? I can hear Victoria get into it, but
I haven't because I subscribe to the belief that you cannot control the tone that people use when they're reading what you have to say.
Yes.
So
correct.
If I have something that is kind of maybe might be more difficult to hear or relay, I want them to hear my voice and I want them to hear my tone behind it, even though sometimes I have a tone issue myself. But yeah, no, if there's something big, it's not getting put in words.
What is that?
I'm not going to leave it to the reader.
Don't cross me. Is that what you're saying? I don't mess with me. Uh-huh. See, I know that from Victoria. I wouldn't mess with Victoria because I don't want to mess with Victoria. Not that I ever would. But with you, I don't know.
I'm mess with them.
I don't know. I've never had to. There's no reason for us to have been to mess with each other. I just haven't. Everybody has a different style. We all have a different way of appearing. And when I respect the people that are on this program. I've said this 100 times. The reason you're here is because I like having you here, and I like and I respect what you do. I don't necessarily agree with everything. You know, lately Jennifer's been driving me nuts. So, but I love her, and you drive me nuts sometimes, Victoria too. What I'm saying is Jay hasn't driven me nuts yet. I guess
she's
maybe
new.
Right. Give her a while.
Yeah, I'm still non-confrontational.
Yeah. Right. Okay. All right. Let's see here what's going on. In this, the task force from Harvard, there's a concern now that what we're going through as human beings may go through, the animal kingdom. And, you know, there's that whole business about it started with the bats, which it didn't, but at any rate...
Well, it did. It did.
Well,
but it's this is not... Yeah, but this is... Yeah, that's totally different. Where it started from and how it got out, two totally different conversations. Just to clarify that. And that's not what this report is dealing with.
No. It's the other way around. It's what happens, if I read this correctly, what happens when animals are exposed. I guess the question I have, after looking at this in a cursory fashion, is there a chance that Daisy will get this, or your dogs will get it, or my cows will get it, or the goats will get it? I mean, what keeps them from getting this stuff? Ever ask yourself that? Why didn't dogs get SARS? They're animals. Cats get HIV. So,
yeah, I mean, it's feline AIDS is different. It's not like human AIDS,
well,
but
yeah,
it's
not pleasant.
No, I'm sure. Yeah, my friend's cat had it.
We had one at the barn that had it.
It's kind of common with cats, I've heard. But no, this study, just to kind of put a point on it. So this is Harvard Scientific Task Force to Prevent Pandemics. This is a new report from them. They estimate that 50% of these infectious diseases over the past 50 years have originated in wildlife. So we know HIV, SARS, Zika, 2009's H1N1 flu, the avian flu. What was the other one with the pigs? Wasn't there a pig flu? I mean, lot of this stuff
does. It was swine flu.
This stuff does originate from nature. And so what this report is talking about, which is kind of interesting and no one is talking about it, is how do we actually prevent the animals from coming in such close contact with humans that these viruses get spread? And so they said that right now the world spends less than $4 billion a year addressing these issues, which is a minuscule percentage of how much, you know, this has cost us to go through COVID-19.
All right, food for thought anyway. 48 after the hour on the DJV program.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon Prime is known for bringing unparalleled speed and convenience to shoppers. But are you getting the most out of all Prime has to offer? In addition to fast, free delivery on millions of items, Prime membership also offers unlimited streaming of movies and series with Prime Video, including content you can't find anywhere else, like Tomorrow War. Prime members also enjoy millions of ad-free songs and podcasts with Amazon Music, plus books, magazines, games, at no additional cost, and so much more. And with Prime's newest benefit, members in most areas can get free delivery on prescriptions from Amazon Pharmacy and other prescription savings at 60,000 pharmacies nationwide. Plus, members get ultra-fast grocery delivery and free pickup from Whole Foods Market and Amazon Fresh in select areas, along with exclusive deals and savings on everyday essentials, gifts, and more on Amazon.com. To learn more about how Prime is constantly evolving to offer more convenience, selection, entertainment, and savings every day, or sign up for your 30-day free trial, visit Amazon.com/Prime.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k or IRA? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts agree the 401k has been a dismal failure, and even the man who invented it now says it's a monster that should be destroyed. 401ks and IRAs have major dangers, including fees that gobble up 50% of your retirement savings over time. The government controls your money in these plans and changes the rules anytime they want, and it gets worse. History confirms we're past due for a major market crash that could wipe out 50% of your savings again. Now, a free report from Bank on Yourself reveals where the inventor of the 401k puts his money. It's crash proof, there are no fee surprises, and you control your money, not the government. Plus, your withdrawals are tax-free, which protects your savings from being devoured by taxes that can only get more monstrous. So get your report now at freereportfast.com. That's freereportfast.com. freereportfast.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Health time, 53 past the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me, Doug Steffen, reflecting on COVID for sure. Questions. What about, I do this weekend show and a podcast called the American Family Farmer Show, Ken. Always talking about food, family, and farm. And I know you have looked at, and I saw this study as well in the Journal of Nutrition, about farming practices and what's happening. I don't know whether you realize it or not, because this isn't your specialty, but it is kind of mine, that the corporate agri-food business is now controlling 84% of what we buy in the grocery store. And the proof is in the pudding. A lot of research has been done as to the nutritional value of a lot of these foods from these four big industrial agriculture co-ops or whatever they are. So what is this overview? What do people need to know about farming practices and huge ag and what it's doing to their health?
Yeah, out of the Journal of Nutrition, as you suggested, Doug, this month, and I was hoping you'd help us with this, because the common denominator is iron. Iron is one of the building blocks of red blood cells, and when your body doesn't have enough iron, you get anemic, low red blood cell count, you get weak, pale, you just don't have enough oxygen-carrying cells in the body. And one of the clear factors is there's a decrease in red meat intake. Red meat is a very good source of iron. But I was hoping you would try and explain to us what are the farming practices that have occurred that has decreased the iron content in some of the foods that we routinely consume other than red meat.
Well, I think you realize what the answer is. Even though this is questions for Dr. Ken, I'll answer the question for those who may not have heard me explain this. I'm an American farmer as well as a broadcaster, so I've been around growing food, growing feed for animals. I've been around cows all my life. And I will tell you, the farming practices that we enjoy around here in our small farming community and on other family farms is way different than you get on the big ag, the farms that have tens of thousands of acres. They use Monsanto and Bayer-based and Dow Chemical and DuPont-based chemicals to grow the feed and the food, and it leaches the value in the soil. What causes things to grow in a healthy manner, that stuff is leached out of the dirt when the whatever the crop is that's growing needs, because they've taken all of these things that have been put onto the soil, have taken away the value of the soil. I think the best thing I can point you to is a study, Ken, that was done in Australia last year, where on two sides of the road, there was a different treatment of the soil. On one side, they used a lot of Monsanto products to prepare the soil, to keep the weeds from growing, to fertilize chemically the ground so the corn or the soybeans would grow. And then on the other side, there was an organic practice that was using none of this stuff. And they compared the soils. The soil that came from the Monsanto side of the street was like a brick. It looked like clay soil, was hard, compacted. It just didn't have any life to it. But then you look at the stuff where manure has been spread, where things, the compost that's been spread, that encourages the microbes to grow in the soil and to feed the soil and literally to turn the soil over. It melted. It's kind of like M&M's. It melted in your hands. And that's the difference. The soil that isn't like hard and full of things that keep the earth from replenishing itself, those are the places where you're going to get the best food. And if you got a lot of chemicals in the soil, you're sure as heck not going to have a lot of value to what's grown there. It just doesn't work that way. It may look good, it may even taste good, but what's in it is garbage. Does that help?
That tells it like it is.
It is. That's the way it is. And there's four companies basically that control everything, like Monsanto / Bayer, a new company in the last 10 years called ChemChina, which is exactly what it sounds like, one of the four companies that's controlling seeds and food production in the world. And they're buying up land all over, farmland all over America. The good thing about this administration is that they're trying to put a stop to it. But it's a serious problem. All right, well, you ask questions to Dr. Ken, you got an answer from Dr. Doug. Doug Steffen, thanking Dr. Ken Kronhaus for being here, he asked me a question. If you ask him a question, he'll answer it. Here, ask Dr. Ken and DJV Health.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.